This is Digital Avenue Podcast, exploring today's digital shift and its potentials for people, business, and ideas.
So welcome to this episode of the podcast. It's Digital Avenue Podcast. It is the podcast version of the blog at www.digitalavenue.xyz. So first, let me thank you for downloading or streaming this episode. So it's the first episode of the podcast version, but it's from one of our oldest articles, one of our most original articles, and addressing one of the topics that I personally strongly believe in the most, and it's the value of search engine optimization, the value of your brand's exposure on search engines, Google, Bing, and the likes. So I won't be dealing with any of those search engines in particular, but I'm just going to give something general, like an approach that applies to all, that will help you achieve more success, better results, whatever search engine you might be trying to optimize for. Alright, search engine optimization has been a big deal for quite some years now, but we are at like the highest level of that importance, higher than it has ever been. Your performance and search results today will increasingly become very cardinal to your overall business success. Whether or not you will make money this year will be very connected to your performance and search engines. Buyers have become very smart and more informed, and so they have the tendency of reaching for more and more information when it comes to buying services or products. And so it's very important that your brand is out there. On this episode, I'll be dealing with SEO myths that you must not believe in 2019. Popular assumptions, assumptions that perhaps some of the digital experts or geeks that you have engaged in the past have sold to you and that you believe in, or something you must have read in a blog sometimes ago that you're practicing at the moment that might really not deliver as much as you have expected, or things that you think will help you but will be holding you back in the long run if care is not taken. So I'll be dealing with six of those myths that you should not believe in 2019. This is very important at this day and age, because we are gradually getting to that point in our lives as individuals or as business people, as people that are trying to drive results in the marketplace. It's becoming more practical and more realistic that if you lose in the search spaces, if you lose in search engine optimization, you might as well be on your way to losing in the physical market. That means if people cannot discover you in search engines, they cannot discover you in their searches, they might not take you seriously when they discover you in physical places of business. And so SEO is very important, and so it's very important that we take different angles to it, and this is a particular angle that I am taking to it today. Six very popular myths, very popular strategies, so to say, that will be counterproductive if you deploy them. So let's dive in. First is a popular myth that people believe that SEO is all about link building. It's a game of links. And so you might have been told or advised in the past, or you might have even done this in the past, and you sure will have noticed that it did not work. And this is a strategy where you get to engage different methods in building all kinds of links, volumes and volumes and volumes of links, linking in and out of your websites relating to the topics that you want to rank for. Well, that might have worked some 8-7 years ago, but I can guarantee you that today it doesn't work anymore. Building links in volumes without giving due regard and due effort in the direction of quality will not give you any results. A lot of investment has been put into these search engines to make sure they have become smarter, and so they can easily detect when a website is not genuine. And then link building is one of the classic strategies, is one of the classic approaches that have been found to be fraudulent, have been found to be aimed at deceiving search engines, and so you can be rest assured that these search engines have actually made adequate investment to making sure that their algorithms do not fall for this particular link building strategy. And so careless link building, let me put it that way, does not work. If you're going to deploy link building, it will be organic, it will be meaningful, and it will not involve the deployment of any brute force application or bot or special tool, and it will not be machine generated, it will not be automatic, it will not be done in bulk if it's going to work at all. The second myth here will be an assumption that it's all about keywords. It's a game of keywords. Just pump in as many keywords as possible, you will win. Well, that is a very bad lie that will come with consequences. You won't score points. You won't score positive points on your SEO. Rather, your website will lose reputation, your website will lose ranking, and your website will be penalized for doing that. And so be careful with keywords. Now this is how to go about keywords. Instead of what we learned at first, I'm also guilty of this, what we learned initially a number of years ago about keywords was the fact that you needed to pump in as many keywords relating to the product as possible. And so you go into the keyword tag in your website, and then you begin to pump in words. Let's say your website is you wanted to rank a particular web page for mobile phones, and then you begin to pump in the most popular mobile phones that people search for. You pump in the models that people are searching for, you pump in the brands that people are searching for, you pump in all of the things people search for the most relating to that mobile phone. Well, it sounds like something that will work, but really this particular strategy has been found to be fraudulent. So what Google will do will be to ignore whatever keywords you have written in those special keyword areas, and then check the actual data on the body of the page. So if you're trying to rank for mobile phones, do you actually have those mobile phones on that page? And it's very important for you to understand why it is so, because the very essence and the very value that search engines have in our market today is built on their integrity, is built on the quality of the results. And so the moment the quality of results that you get on Google begins to diminish, you begin to lose interest, you begin to lose trust in Google. And so they understand this, they have realized this over time, and so they are taking meticulous, you can be sure they are taking meticulous effort into making sure that they are not fooled, into making sure that the wrong pages are not ranked for the right keywords. And so keyword population, keyword pumping, or keyword loading, whatever term you want to use, will not work. Keywords work in a more defined manner. And so it is advised that you have only one keyword per page. I know it sounds very boring, but one keyword per page, and then across the various contents on that page, you try to optimize for that particular keyword in image naming, in naming your image files, in naming your file descriptions, in the body, the content of the body on the page. You try all across the page to optimize for that particular keyword. And so it's not a game of keywords, rather it's a game of keyword. What I mean is the old practice, or the popular practice of pumping keywords into pages just so you can rank for them, doesn't work anymore. Rather, you're supposed to optimize one particular page for one keyword. It sounds boring, it sounds like the results will be slower, but in the long run, you will get to thank yourself for making that decision. Another lie relating to the subject of search engine optimization is the lie about keyword ranking. It's also closely related to keywords, and it's called ranking. And this lie has been propagated by agencies when dealing with their customers that buy digital marketing as a service from them. So they will come to you and then they want to present data, they want to show you facts and figures, and then they want to show you numbers. And so keyword ranks or websites ranking for keywords is just one of those many data that they can present to justify the value of their work. And so it's just data, it's just numbers. It doesn't really mean you are going to do well. It doesn't really mean you're going to get revenue. It doesn't really mean you're going to get clicks or conversions for that keyword. The fact that you are ranking high. And so you need to be very careful about the subject of ranking, because a number of methods are applied to the subject of keyword ranking. In the long run, Google will still not give you priority on those search engine results pages. And so when it comes to the subject of ranking, take it a few notches backwards, slow down. The rank is not the ultimate. Focus on quality, focus on content. My best approach to SEO will be for you to learn what is to be done, do it, and let the results tell. Learn what is to be done, implement it, watch out for the results. If you're not pleased with the results, come back to what you have done. Tweak it a few things here and there. Do some research, do some keyword planning. Come back to the web page, do a few tweaks here and there regarding keywords, regarding SEO, and then observe for the results. Again, rather than relying on a leaderboard or a rank that might not really translate to conversions. Another myth here is also related to the subject of keywords. I'm talking so much about keywords because many people have believed over the years, and I still meet people that still believe that keywords are the ultimate. Yes, SEO rises and falls on the subject of keywords, depending on how you choose to go about it. It could be your rise and it could be your fall at the same time. So here is another myth relating to keywords, and it's the myth or the lie that the more the keywords, the better. That is a big lie, because you have an online bookstore, and if you load your website with keyword tags with all the best-selling authors and titles, you think this will guarantee you traffic regardless of whether you have those books and authors or not. Well, this will not work. Like I mentioned in the previous point, some of these things we deploy as strategy actually count against us. The next time you have need to work on your SEO relating to keywords, understand that quality trumps quantity in this matter. Quality comes first before quantity. So it's not just about pumping keywords, pumping names, pumping titles, because you want to get traffic for those things. The question is, do you have those books on your page? Do you have those authors on your page? Do you have those movies on your page? All right, because Black Panther is so popular at the moment, whatever popular movie it might be, or because that movie is so popular at the moment, and then you begin to pump in your into your movie review website, you begin to pump in keywords relating to that popular movie, the popular actors, the popular actresses, and all. The question is, have you done a review on that particular movie? If you have not done it, you will not rank for it. Another myth I have heard people say, in fact, I have heard people teach this, is the fact that SEO is a game to fool search engines. That it's more like a competition between your human mind and the robot mind of the search engine. People believe that SEO is all about trying to trick or outsmart the search engine. No. Think of SEO as a partnership. It's not a competition between you and Google. It's not a competition between you and any search engine. It's a partnership between you and them. They rise by lifting you. How do I mean? Search engines become more popular, become more useful, become more valuable by providing and giving more and more valuable websites to their users in their search results. So, if you have qualitative content on your website, the search engine will actually profit from exposing your website, because it has good content, it has qualitative content. And so every result they give you, every traffic they give you, will help you, and it will also help them in increasing their integrity and their value in the eyes of their users. And so you need to understand it from that perspective, that it is actually a partnership between you and the search engine. Google has the traffic. you need the traffic, and so they give you a fraction of the huge traffic they have, and that fraction is definitely going to be enough for you. So what do? You don't pick them as the enemy you're trying to outsmart. You don't pick them as the taskmaster you're trying to outwit, but rather you see them as your partner. And so it's always good to play within the rules, play within their rules, study their rules. When there are new rules, you learn those new rules and play within the rules. It's not a game to fool Google. Rather, it's a game to convince Google that you are worthy of traffic. The final myth along this line is the assumption that the more pages on the website, the better your chances of getting traffic. Well, that is not true. Those who strive to have lots of pages on their websites also tend to overlook the quality of the content on those pages. So many duplicate content, duplicates of pages on the current website, duplicates of pages on other pre-existing websites, all kinds of junky and crappy content on these pages just because they want so many pages. Well, search engines prioritize quality over quantity. If you've been listening to me at all, you would have heard this like 3 or 4 or 5 times. So spend more time on making a few pages that will be valuable to the end user. Think of the end user and prioritize on creating pages that will be useful to the end user. So spend more time on making a few pages that you need, few pages that are necessary and that will be valuable to the user. This will make Google trust you more, and this will make you get more of what you are trying to achieve in the long run. So finally, let me just give a quick rundown of the points I have addressed, the myths I have addressed. First and foremost, you need to understand it's not just a game of link building. So I will say slow down with the link building. Slow down. Keywords are not everything. There's a lot more to it. Quality is important. Integrity is important. And it's not just about ranking. The rankings have been over-exalted these days. You need to slow down with that also. And then myth number 4 was the myth that the more the keywords, the better. Well, the more the keywords does not necessarily mean better SEO results. And then another one is what people say, what people think, that SEO is a game to fool Google. That is a lie. SEO is not a game to fool Google. SEO is a partnership with Google, partnership with the search engines to get traffic. And then another one, the very last one I just spoke about, is the one where people say the more the pages on the website, the better for that website. That is a lie. It has always been a lie, and it will continue to be a lie in 2019. So I sincerely wish you a more productive digital business year in 2019. Please leave your feedback. I want to hear from you. Read through the website, check our blog, check our articles, leave comments. I want to know how this has helped you, how this is helping you, and then what you think you need help with, or what you think you need us to address. This is about providing value. It's about giving value. It's about helping people do more with the digital space. So my name is Mayo, and it's been great preparing this episode. I look forward to doing this again next time. So be on the lookout for the next episode. Have a great week ahead, and God bless you.
That was today's show. Thank you for listening. For more useful content, visit the main website at www.digitalavenue.xyz. Also, please feel free to leave a feedback.